I mean, can you even make an announcement for something like that? I don't know.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلِّ اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال سبحانه إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العظيم Jamaat al-Muslimin, you know, sometimes, especially during these days and during these hours that we as an ummah are experiencing, you ask yourself, what more can be said? How much longer do we want to spend in talking, in speaking, in thinking? And not doing. When we see the situation, the condition of the ummah, wallahi, we are humiliated. And when I say we are humiliated, when I say we are disgraced, something that we've brought upon ourselves. And this disgrace is quite simple, it's pure mathematics. That 2 billion cannot save 2 million. That's a disgrace. That's a total and utter humiliation. I don't know if anybody has any other ideas. And today I want to speak about how did we get here to this point? And how are we going to get back to that point when we had izzah, when we had karama, collectively. The 2 million have izzah and karama. The 2 million in Gaza and all of those who are fighting and resisting oppression and occupation from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have izzah and karama. Those who have detached their hearts from the dunya and are prepared to make the greatest sacrifice for the akhirah. To give up their property, their wealth, and their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have izzah and karama. That's why the nickname for Gaza is Qita'ul Izzah. It's the strip of dignity. But ta'ar, the humiliation, the dhul, the khiz, these are synonyms. Aar, khiz, dhul. Synonyms for humiliation and disgrace is upon the 2 billion. Because we might be thinking, oh, you know, okay, let me just check on the news what's happening in Gaza. Let me just, you know, be horrified. be traumatized, shed a tear or two, and then just go back to my slumber. Go back to my state of heedlessness and carelessness. Go back to my state of adam al-istiqama. If you want to know what the topic for today is, it's istiqama. What's the topic for today? Istiqama. Or the lack thereof. What is istiqama? Let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran. And here we are starting with Surah Fussilat. Verse number 30, 31, and 32. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله. That's a good start. That's a good start. Indeed, those who say that, Allah. Doesn't it feel good to be a Muslim? Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha min ni'mat. May Allah make us of the true believers. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. Indeed, those who say that Allah is our Lord, Allah is our creator, Allah is our sustainer, Allah is our guider, Allah is our helper, Allah is our protector. Thumma istaqamu, and they are steadfast. They don't waver. They don't look left or right. They don't deviate, not even for a moment, no matter what befalls them. No matter what afflicts them. Like the people of Qita' al-Izzah. I keep thinking of that story of the sister of the two brothers when she witnessed their istishhad. When she witnessed their martyrdom. The first brother, as they were walking with a white flag, just to show that they were not armed and that they were just refugees seeking refuge, they shot the one brother. And so the other brother ran back to help his brother, but the father had getry om te keer. Can you imagine? You really lost your one son? You don't want to lose your other son. So the father tried to stop his other son from going to help his brother. And the brother broke free. And as the brother got to his injured brother, the Zionist shot him in the heart. And now the sister is narrating the story. And she says, he turned and he looked at me and he smiled. He smiled. Thumma istushhid. And then he was martyred. I'm just trying to imagine, what did he see at that moment of martyrdom? Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Indeed, those who say that Allah is our creator and sustainer. And they are steadfast on that belief. They are steadfast, not just on belief, but on works as well, because it's وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. كَلِمَ شَهَادَ لَا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The immutable faith of Tawheed, of perfect monotheism. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we all submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on the law and the way. شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed, culminated, and perfected with the coming of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's faith and works. Like we say every day, sami'na wa ata'na. What is the purpose of that? The purpose is istiqama. And I'm not like changing like a feather in the wind. But that after affirming my covenant with Allah, worshipping Allah and Allah alone, associating no partners in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I also submit and surrender to Allah. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. So those who live in that steadfastness, faith and works, not playing with the deen of Allah, not believing in a portion of the book and rejecting a portion thereof, like Bani Israel did. You know, we are behaving just like Bani Israel. That's why Allah warned us. Allah showed us the perfect example of a people who were favored. Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. O children of Israel, call to mind the favor of Allah on you, and that I favored you amongst all the nations. For what?
For the message of Tawheed. To establish Tawheed في الأرض المقدسة.
And to implement the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To implement the laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the dunya. And what did they do? They started picking and choosing. Supermarket mentality. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ فَلَا يُخَفَّفَ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. Numudij, an example left for us as a warning to us. Do you believe in a portion of the book? Oh no, salah, okay, I can manage that. You know? And I'm just giving an example. You know? Let's rather speak in the third person. Fulan. Fulan ibn Fulan. So and so, the son of so and so. He says, no, you can make salah, it's okay. Not too much of a big deal. Ramadan, we enjoy, especially at night, the pies and samosas. You know? Zakah, okay, 2.5%, that's, you know, not much. But riba, oh, where am I going to get my cash flow? Overdraft. HP. How am I going to buy all these cars and pay for them? Believing in a portion of the book and rejecting a portion thereof? I'm just making an example. There's many other examples. But this is our biggest, our Achilles heel, let me tell you today. And I'm speaking to myself first. Our Achilles heel, the Achilles heel of this ummah. You know the story of Achilles? I mean, something of, obviously we don't believe in. It's a Greek legend, a myth. When the mother of Achilles dipped him in the well of immortality, but she was holding onto his heel. And so his heel was his weak point. And the only way that he could be killed was to be struck with an arrow in the heel. And that's how he was killed at the end of the day. Greek legend, we don't believe in it, but I'm just using it as a phrase to show what is our weak point. What is our Achilles heel? The Achilles heel of this ummah. You know what it is? Fulus. Paisa. Geld. And I always laugh when I say Miran. Money, bucks. This is the weak point of this ummah. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لكل أمتي فتنة وفتنة أمتي المال. He said, for every ummah there is a trial. And the trial of this ummah, the trial of my ummah, he said, is money. Is money. So that's where we see the most transgressions in this ummah is in how we make our money. Not just how we make it, but also how we spend it. You know, I was looking at the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, which is sitting at $952 billion. That is like 18 trillion rand. And where are they investing it? In all these kuffar Fortune 500 companies. Companies that are collaborating and aiding and supporting the genocide that is taking place in Gaza. And I'm just giving an example of one Muslim country. You know, Fudayl ibn Ayyad, he said, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. A person that wishes for a lot of wealth is only wishing for a long court case on the day of Qiyamah. Because the feet of Ibn Adam will not move from its place of standing until they are questioned about four things. Shababuka fima ablayta, your youth, how are you tested in it? Inshallah, let's make dua that Allah grant for our youth, inshallah, to be the leading examples for this ummah. So they can get that what? They can get that shade. The shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. Shababuka fima ablayta, your youth, how were you tested in it? Wa umruka fima afnayta, your life, how did you live it? Wa maluk min ayna tasabta wa fima anfaqta, your money, where did you get it from and how did you spend it? Wa ilmuka madha sana'ta bihi, and your knowledge, what did you do with it? So it's not just about how we earn our money, it's also how we spend our money. What's that painting that one of them bought? Salvatore Mundo. Salvatore Mundo is a painting of the Christian depiction of Jesus. In actual fact, it's an iconic painting. You know, in the Catholic faith, they use icons as part of their worship. A Muslim bought the painting for $485 million. And a yacht for almost $1 billion. وَمَا لُكْ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبْتَ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْتَ. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, this is our Achilles heel. And it's because of the fact that we are picking and choosing. We're saying, okay, no, I can be in the first saf. I can even stand up for tahajjud. I can fast Mondays and Thursdays, but don't tell me how to earn my money. Why? Because, you know, everybody else is doing it. Like I asked an accountant one day, Muslim accountant. I know he was being very facetious when he said it to me, but I asked him, please explain to me what's happening in the Muslim business community. I hear so many people complaining, DNA for Diana Kop Angesit, and this one defrauded that one, and this one stole from that one, and this one, he owed so many people, so many millions of rands, and then he just went into voluntary sequestration. So get him your healthy, and the next day opened a business on his wife's name. Jamaat al-Muslimin. At-tujar fujar illa man barra wa sadaq. What did the Prophet say about business? All business people are transgressors. At-tujar fujar illa man barra wa sadaq, except for the one that is righteous in their business dealings and speaks the truth. Illa man barra wa sadaq. They are righteous in their business dealings. And when they speak the truth. Islam is a package deal. No picking and choosing. Like Bani Israel. Let's go back to that verse quickly. Do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? Indeed, those who do that will be disgraced in this life. They'll be humiliated. And on the day of judgment, they'll be recompensed with a painful torment, and Allah is not unaware of what ye do. When one person cheats another person, they might get away with it on the dunya. But the courtroom of Allah is waiting for them on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. لا تخدعن لمخلوق على طمع فإن ذلك نقص منك في الدين لن يقدر العبد أن يؤتيك خردلة إلا بإذن الذي سواك من طينه. فلا تصاحب غنيا تستعز به وكن عفيفا وعظم حرمة الدين واسترزق الله مما في خزائنه فإن رزقك بين الكاف والنون واستغن بالله عن دنيا الملوك كما استغنى الملوك بدنياهم عن الدين.
والله we are seeing it. We are seeing it. The poet says, sorry, forgive me, I enjoy the Arabic is, can never match my English translation of it, but nevertheless, I'll do my best.
He says, do not cheat anybody out of greed, because that's what causes people to cheat each other. It's greed. At-tama. The Prophet said, إِيَّكَ وَالطَّمَى فَإِنُّ الْفَقْرُ الْحَاضِرِ. Beware of greed because it's immediate poverty. A person that's not satisfied with what they are getting every day doesn't mean you can't work to improve yourself. But we have to be satisfied in the moment. Every single day. We have to be satisfied. لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْأَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. True wealth, said the Prophet ﷺ, is not measured by material possession, but true wealth is measured by the satisfaction of the heart. Like that man walking through the streets of Medina, أَنَا أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. I'm the richest of all people. أَنَا أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. أَنَا أَغْنَى النَّاسِ, he said. مَنْسِ قَدْنْكَ إِزْمَالْ. So they grabbed him, and they took him to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, oh, Messenger of Allah, nothing comes from this man in the marketplace except a shout at the top of his voice, I'm the richest of all people. And this is a guy dressed in rags with a stone tied to his belly. So the Prophet ﷺ looked at him and said to him, أَأَنْتَ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ حَقًّا. Are you truly the richest of all people? The Prophet understands, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he wants to prove a point to the Sahaba. So the man smiles and says, نعم يا رسول الله, indeed I am the richest of all people. The Prophet asks him, كيف? How so? He says, يا رسول الله, إني سمعتك تقول, وارضى بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس. He said, oh, Messenger of Allah, I heard you say, be satisfied with the portion that Allah has put out for you, and you'll be the richest of all people. هي القناعة فاحفظها تكن بها ملكا ولو لم تكن لك إلا راحة البدن وكم من ملك جمع الدنيا بأجمعها فما راح منها بغير القطن والكفن. It is contentment. If you have it, look after it, because with it you will be a king or a queen. Even if you only possess your health. Even if you only possess your health. And how many kings and queens of this world have gathered up the material possessions of this world, but they haven't left this world except with a burial shroud and some cotton wool. So, contentment, Allahu Akbar, that is true wealth in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does the poet say? Don't cheat a person out of greed. Because indeed that will be a great deficiency in the way that you are practicing your religion. To cheat somebody. Nobody is able to give you a mustard seed in this world. Except by the permission of the one who created you, meaning our father, from clay. Created our father, and created all of us, and created everything. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, لا تخدعن لمخلوق على طمع فإن ذلك نقص منك في الدين لن يقدر العبد أن يعطيك خردلة إلا بإذن الذي سواك من طين فلا تصاحب غنيا. So don't attach yourself to a wealthy person thinking that they are going to make you rich. وكن عفيفا, but instead be upright. وعظم حرمة الدين, and make great the sanctity of your religion. Which in business means being righteous in our business dealings and speaking the truth. And then he says at the end, he says, وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهَ. Seek your rizq from Allah. مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ. From his treasury. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. There's not a single one of you. Except that their provision is in the treasury of Allah. Whatever has been put out for us, nobody can take away from us. And whatever has not been put out for us, nobody can give to us. So seek your rizq from Allah, he says. From the treasury of Allah. Not al-baraka bank, but bankul baraka. There's a difference. مَا عِنْدُكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Baraka means to remain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, that which is with you will perish, but that which is with Allah will remain forever. Allahu Akbar. So seek your rizq from Allah, from His treasury. For indeed your rizq lies between two letters. فَإِنَّ رِزْقَكَ بَيْنًا كَافِي وَالنُّونِ. What comes in between those two? كُنْ فَيَكُونَ وَاسْتَغْنِ بِاللَّهِ عَنْ دُنْيَا الْمَلُوكِ. And be independent of the owners, of the kings and rulers of this world. Like the people of Qital Izzah, the people of the strip of dignity. They are not relying on any king or any president or any prime minister or any leader or any organization. What do they say? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And be independent of the owners of this world. Just like the owners of this world have become independent of their deen. They want nothing to do with deen anymore. By being solely dependent on their dunya. Do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? So what will be the recompense of those who do that, except that they will be disgraced in this life? And they will be recompensed with a painful torment on the day of judgment. And Allah is not unaware of what ye do. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. Those people who do that, who pick and choose. Oh, I can do this part of Islam, but I can't do that. I can stay away from this, but I can't stay away from that. No. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّ وَلَا تَتَّبِئُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Oh, those of you who believe, submit and surrender totally, absolutely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't follow the paths of the shaitan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting with the companions one day and he drew a line in the sand. He said, هذا صراط المستقيم يدعو إلى الجنة. This is the straight path that leads to Jannah. And then he drew a whole lot of other side paths. And he said, وهذه السبل. And these side paths. على رأس كل واحد منها. At the head of each and every single one of them, شيطان يدعو إلى النار. Is a shaitan calling to the fire. It's a package deal. So those who don't accept the package deal, those who want to pick and choose, those who want to believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's like they are engaging in a business transaction. What are they doing? What are they buying? What are they selling? We're coming to the end of part one, inshallah. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. They have sold the akhirah for their dunya. I'm not a person with great business acumen, as they say. That's why, you know, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for putting me in the work that I'm doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Ameen. But to me, this sounds like probably the worst business deal that there could ever be in this wujud, in this existence. Selling eternal bliss. Imagine. Selling eternal bliss in paradise just to follow our whims and fancies, lusts and desires for the blink of an eyelid on the dunya. This is what has brought us to where we are. فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Their punishment will not be lightened. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. Nor will they be aided. Nor will they be supported. Nor will they be helped. Nor will they attain any victory. Until we come back to Allah. Let's leave it at that, inshallah. I look forward to seeing you for part two next week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us all. Allahumma sur ikhwanana fi Falastin. Allahumma sur ikhwanana fi Falastin. Allahumma sur ikhwanana fi Falastin wa fi Gaza khasatan ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad alihi sahbihi wa barik sallim wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.